How to connect a subwoofer with speaker wire. In this article, we will be discussing how to connect a subwoofer with a speaker wire. Before performing any work on your own, it is necessary for you to have the correct equipment and knowledge of electrical safety before performing any work on your own. If you are unsure about wiring speakers or connecting a subwoofer, it is best to call an electrician for help. However, if you wish to learn how to do it yourself, then read on. Simple steps to connect a subwoofer with a speaker wire. Find the right wire. The first step is to determine the length of the wire. The distance between one speaker and the subwoofer will be measured and to the other speaker. Start by finding which wire is positive and negative, otherwise known as live or hot. You can tell this because it will be thicker than the second, negative, wire. It should also have a stripe of some sort on one side that indicates polarity. If you are unsure, switch them around. It will not hurt anything if the polarity is reversed at this point in time, but it may cause problems when you turn the power on. Start running speaker wires left to right. You will want to run your speaker wire from the leftmost speakers to the rightmost speakers. In other words, connect them in a way where the leftmost speaker is connected directly to the rightmost speaker. The wire will run from one side of your room, up into the subwoofer, and then down into the opposite speaker. Next, you will want to connect one end of your wire, either positive or negative, into the positive terminal of your speaker. This will be indicated by a plus or red marking on your speakers and subwoofer. You can also check the cable itself, as it will usually have a red marking on the wire that is positive. Now connect speaker wire to subwoofer. Next, you will want to connect the wire from your speaker to the subwoofer. It will be a little challenging because of the size of the wire. You will need to remove it from your speakers and find a spot on your subwoofer where you can connect them, usually indicated by red markings. Wrap your wire around the metal connector and tighten it down. Do not strip off any of the plastic casing on either side of the wire. This will expose and potentially damage your speaker's wiring, which is not good for them in the long run. If you are using banana plugs, you can plug them into the back of your subwoofer, usually red markings. Next, take another wire and hook it up to the other terminal. Make sure you do not mix up which wire is positive and negative, otherwise, things may get dangerous. Connect another end of the wire to the opposite speaker. The last step is the easiest, but make sure you do not mix up positive and negative sides. Simply take your wire and connect it to the other speaker, making sure that you match up polarity correctly. Red stripe on a subwoofer with a speaker wire, congratulations! You can now enjoy the deep and rumbling sound of bass when you watch movies, play games, or listen to music. Common mistake. The most common mistake when connecting a subwoofer with a speaker wire is to incorrectly connect the positive and negative. Make sure you double check before turning on your speaker system. Conclusion. At the end of this article, we hope that you have a better sense of how to connect your own subwoofer with a speaker wire after reading it. This article will introduce you to various information that can help you connect your own subwoofer. This chapter begins with an explanation of what wire and equipment are needed and the procedures for connecting speakers. Also, we will provide some tips so that you can make sure everything goes smoothly when it's time to connect your cables. FAQs. Can a subwoofer be connected via speaker wire? Yes, however, you'll need some equipment and know-how about how to do it. How should a subwoofer be connected? You'll want to connect your subwoofer with speaker wire in a way where the leftmost speakers are connected directly to the rightmost speakers. The wire will run from one side of your room, up into the subwoofer, and then down into the opposite speaker. What type of wire should I use? We recommend 16 or 14 AWG speaker wires. This is thicker than the typical 18 or 16 AWG wire. What should I look for when buying a subwoofer? Make sure you buy a sub that is capable of handling the wattage your speaker puts out. Also, look at the frequency range that it can handle, usually 30 to 200 Hz. How do you connect the speaker wire to the subwoofer box? Strip the wire and connect it in a way so that positive is on one side and negative is on another. After you've connected both sides of the wire, you can put on banana plugs. How do you connect the subwoofer to an amplifier? There are two terminals on a subwoofer, one for positive and another for negative. Connect the wire to each terminal in a way that matches up with your amplifier's terminals.